Some of the merrymakers escaped from the house and proceeded to alarm the town, while Skenk hastily fortified his position and took possession of the square. But the burghers and garrison were soon on foot, and he was driven back into the house. 3 times he recovered the square by main strength of his own arm, seconded by the handful of men whom he had brought with him, and 3 times he was beaten back, by overwhelming numbers, into the wedding mansion. The arrival of the greater part of his followers, with whose assistance he could easily have mastered the city in the first moments of surprise, was mysteriously delayed. He could not account for their prolonged absence, and was meanwhile supported only by those who had arrived with him in the foremost barges. The truth, of which he was ignorant, was that the remainder of the flotilla, borne along by the strong and deep current of the Vaal, then in a state of freshet, had shot past the landing place, and had ever since been vainly struggling against wind and tide to force their way back to the necessary point. Meantime, Skenk and his followers fought desperately in the marketplace, and desperately in the house which he had seized. But a whole garrison and a town full of citizens in arms proved too much for him, and he was now hotly besieged in the mansion, and at last driven forth into the streets. By this time day was dawning. The whole population, soldiers and burghers, men, women, and children, were thronging about the little band of marauders, and assailing them with every weapon and every missile to be found. Skenk fought with his usual ferocity, but at last the musketeers, in spite of his indignant commands, began rapidly to retreat toward the quay.